Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 15th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So we've had a packed few days since Friday, and the story that jumped to the top of my list is a security one. On June 13th, Sansec, the e-commerce security firm, disclosed a major supply chain attack targeting OptinMonster, TrustPulse, and PushEngage. If you're not familiar with these names, OptinMonster is one of the most widely used lead generation and pop-up tools in e-commerce. TrustPulse does social proof notifications and PushEngage handles web push. They're all under the same parent company and collectively they serve over 1.2 million websites. That's the blast radius we're talking about. What happened is that attackers compromised the distribution infrastructure for these tools, injecting malicious code into the JavaScript assets that get loaded on merchant storefronts. When a visitor loads a site running one of these tools, the compromised script silently creates hidden administrator accounts and installs persistent backdoors on the site. And here's the really nasty part. These backdoors survive even if you remove the malicious script itself, because by the time you notice the problem, the attackers already have admin access through a separate channel. This is the second major supply chain attack Sansec has uncovered this year. Earlier in 2026, they found backdoors hidden in the license verification code of 21 different Magento extensions. And we saw the Axios library compromised in March, the Miasma toolkit targeting package registries in June. There is a clear and accelerating pattern here. Attackers aren't going after your platform directly anymore. They're going after the tools your platform depends on. It's easier, it scales better, and it's much harder to detect because merchants implicitly trust these tools. So, what should you actually do about this? First, if you're running OptinMonster, TrustPulse, or PushEngage, treat your site as potentially compromised right now. Check your admin user list for any accounts you don't recognize. Look directly in your database, not just through the admin panel, because the rogue accounts may be hidden from the UI. Run a malware scan using a tool like Sansec's EcomScan if you're on Magento or WooCommerce. Second, and this is the broader takeaway, every third-party script on your storefront is a trust decision. Your marketing team probably adds pop-up tools, analytics scripts, chat widgets, and A/B testing libraries without going through a security review. That has to change. Implement content security policy headers to control which external domains can serve scripts on your site and audit your third-party scripts quarterly at minimum. Shifting gears to Shopify, we got a developer-focused update on June 13th that's worth understanding even if you're not writing code yourself. Shopify released shop user metafields in Shopify functions. Shop user is Shopify's cross-merchant buyer identity, meaning it's the identity layer that connects a customer across multiple Shopify stores. Partners who store metafields on shop users can now read those metafields during checkout using Shopify functions. Why does this matter? Because it enables a much richer, more personalized checkout experience. Imagine a loyalty app that knows your tier status across multiple brands, or a personalization engine that carries preferences from one store to another. Shopify is essentially building the plumbing for cross-merchant personalization, and this update makes that data available at the most critical moment, checkout. They also shipped a smaller but useful update on June 12th, adding a view key field to the cart line type in the storefront API. Previously, if you sent a view key when updating or removing cart lines, the response only gave you back a UUID with no way to map it to the view key you originally sent. Now you can read the view key directly off the cart line, which simplifies correlation for any custom storefront implementation. It's a quality of life improvement for headless builds. Now let me turn to the advertising side, because there was a cluster of significant updates here. On Friday the 12th, Google expanded its limited ad serving policy on search. This policy restricts the reach of advertisers who haven't demonstrated trustworthiness, and the expansion means that clear branding and positive user experience signals now play a larger role in whether an advertiser maintains full reach. Even established advertisers could see their serving throttled if their landing pages, ad creative, or brand signals fall below Google's standards. For e-commerce merchants, this is Google telling you that ad spend alone doesn't guarantee visibility. The quality of your post-click experience, your page speed, your mobile optimization, your product information clarity, all of that now directly influences how much of Google's audience you can reach. On the same day, Google delayed the mandatory migration from Dynamic Search Ads to AI Max campaigns. DSAs have been a staple for e-commerce advertisers, automatically generating ads from website content and product feeds. AI Max is Google's more heavily automated successor format. The fact that Google extended the timeline is notable because they rarely walk back on automation deadlines. It suggests that either adoption has been slower than expected or performance concerns have emerged. Either way, use this breathing room wisely. Run DSAs and AI Max in parallel, build your own performance data and be ready for when the cutover does happen. And Microsoft Ads entered the conversation too, launching Product Explorer, a new diagnostic tool that helps advertisers identify product feed issues limiting their ad performance. Missing attributes, low-quality images, incomplete descriptions. It surfaces the problems that prevent products from appearing in shopping campaigns. The underlying message from both Google and Microsoft is the same one we keep hammering. Your product feed quality is the foundation of paid advertising performance across every platform. On the retail industry side, the biggest news was Sleep Number filing for bankruptcy on June 12th. The 40-year-old mattress company, known for its adjustable beds, listed debts of $1.3 billion. Sleep Country Canada is the stalking horse bidder in a court-supervised sale process. In Sleep Number's most recent quarter, net sales fell 19% to $319 million, gross margins contracted from inventory offloading, and net losses ballooned to $50 million from $9 million the year before. What's relevant for our audience isn't the specific company, but the pattern it represents. Sleep Number was a digitally native DTC brand before that term was fashionable. They built a differentiated product, controlled their own distribution through company-owned stores, and invested heavily in personalization technology. But they couldn't outrun an unsustainable capital structure in a fiercely competitive mattress market that's been flooded by online competitors over the past decade. The takeaway is that product differentiation and brand strength only work if your unit economics and balance sheet can support them. It's a reminder that even the most innovative e-commerce brands need financial discipline as much as they need great products. One more thing worth flagging from the search engine land coverage this weekend. New research suggests that Claude, Anthropic's AI assistant, may depend heavily on Brave search rankings when pulling information for users. When users ask Claude comparison questions, recommendation queries, or anything requiring recent data, Claude frequently triggers Brave search and surfaces results based on Brave's rankings. This is another data point in the evolving story of how AI assistants source their information. And it reinforces something we've been saying: your SEO strategy can no longer focus exclusively on Google. AI assistants are pulling from multiple search indices, and if you're invisible on platforms like Brave, you may be invisible in AI-generated recommendations too. It's an emerging surface that e-commerce brands should at least be monitoring, even if it's early days. The thread tying these stories together this week is that the tools and systems merchants rely on, from marketing scripts to advertising platforms to AI assistants, are all demanding higher standards. Higher security standards for the code you trust. Higher quality standards for the ads you run. Higher data standards for the feeds you submit. The merchants who take these signals seriously and invest in quality infrastructure across every touchpoint are the ones who will maintain visibility, protect their customers, and build durable competitive advantages. That's your OnTap Daily for June 15th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.